Thank you for listening to the New Life Church podcast. If you need any information about our church, or if you'd like to give online, please visit us at newlifekingman.com.
Of our series of How to Hear from God, is going to be 3 weeks we're going to deal with. This is really a subject that 3 weeks is, it's going to be a condensed time about hearing from God, because as I mean, you could go on for a year or more about how to hear from God and the challenges in that. We're going to look at the following questions. First of all, do we believe God really wants to speak to us and personally? Then how does God speak to us? Then what are some of the things that hinder us in hearing from God? And then how can we prepare ourselves to hear from God more often and more clearly? Now, I know that I am with like-minded believers in that I still am learning to hear from God more clearly. And it's an ongoing process in our lives about being more in tune to His voice, right? Hearing from God is an area that we can both desire and yet maybe even fear or be apprehensive about. Every born-again believer, I think, has in their heart a real yearning and desire to hear from God. But at the same time, we can be a little cautious sometimes, possibly, and wonder, well, you know, what if he says something I'm not ready to hear, or I just really don't even want to hear, you know, like that. Like a booming voice, "Thus saith the Lord. Sell everything that you have, move to Africa, and live in a mud hut," you know. And I say that but facetiously. But these are the kind of thoughts that go through people's minds sometimes, and it may be not to that extreme of selling everything, moving that. But people worry or wonder, you know, what if God speaks something that, you know, really am not. And so anyway, one of the things we are going to have to get over if we're going to hear from God and hear from Him clearly is our own fear. We've got to trust that God is good. That is a lesson in and of itself, just the goodness of God. But we need to know that He is good, and He will never speak anything to us that is not ultimately in our best interest. Now, we may not, at the time we hear from Him or He speaks something or quickens something into our heart, at the time we may not welcome it, but we need to know that it's for our ultimate good. And we've got, really what we've got to get over is the idea that if God speaks to us, it's going to be bad, or it's just going to be rough, or it's going to be hard. You know, there are a lot of people that I think, believers, sometimes we may be more in tune to the voice of the devil than the voice of God. And the reason why I say this is because there's a lot of believers who think that, you know, the guilt and the condemnation and all of that that they feel in their heart, a lot of believers feel like that's coming from God. And I'm here to tell you tonight it's not. I'm going to veer off my notes here just for a moment. There's a big difference between conviction and condemnation. Conviction is a legitimate way God deals with us, and sometimes He speaks to us, convicting us of something. It may be a behavior, it may be words that we've spoken or something, and the Holy Spirit convicts. And what we do with that is we say, "God, forgive me." And then we sense His peace come back over us. If it's something that continues on and we just can't get released from, and this is where a lot of believers wrestle and struggle, is in condemnation, because they just feel like they never measure up, or there's things from their past they just can't get over. I'm telling you, that's not God, it's the devil. Condemnation. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And so there's a difference. Conviction, God may deal with us about something. We ask Him to forgive us, and He forgives us. He doesn't hold things over us, right? Okay, I need to move along quickly, but it's important for us to know a difference between conviction, condemnation. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 through 13 says, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." You know, that one verse was worth the price of your getting in your car, turning it on, and the gas to get here. That one verse tonight. Amen. God's thoughts towards us are of peace, not of evil, to give us a future and a hope. "Then you will call to me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you. And you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all of your heart." See, God has good thoughts about us. God has good thoughts about you tonight. And He wants, and of what He wants to do in our lives. You know, God has good thoughts and good plans for us. He's not just this cosmic killjoy. God help us from feeling that if God speaks to us, it's going to be something bad or something negative. God has a lot of good things to speak to us. And we have to believe this if we're going to hear Him more often and more clearly, because it can really be a sticking point to believers. We may say, well, we believe God's good, but is He really that good? And we need to believe God is that good.
Yes.
Tell yourself, God is that good. Now, there are some times He may speak to us in our heart about things, and at the moment we go, oh, man. Like if He deals with us about apologizing to someone. Sometimes God will, you know, that's conviction. That, you know, you need to apologize, you know, or something. Anybody ever had, never mind, I won't ask a rhetorical question. I already know the answer to. That God may deal with us about doing something for someone at a time that's not convenient, or something as simple, maybe even, of putting the shopping cart back in the thing at Safeway, you know, putting instead of just leaving it out for everybody to run over, that kind of thing. And you say, well, does God really deal with that? I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel that kind of conviction. You know, you need, don't be lazy. Put the cart away. That's a freebie. Okay, at the moment, we may not always welcome Him speaking to us, but we will hear from Him more often and more clearly if we'll simply trust that He has our best interest in mind. Hebrews 11, verse 6, I know I use this verse in the God's benefit package, but it's a very important verse for us. "But without faith, it is impossible to please Him, for he who comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him." This is talking about God's goodness. We need to believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder. We need to have an ear attuned to hearing God speak some good things to us. You know, I can remember there were times where I was in prayer and I just felt strongly impressed that the Lord was saying, "I love you." Just as simple as that. And I can remember thinking, "Oh, that's just you." In my mind, thinking, "Wow, that's just you." I don't think that anymore. If I hear an impression from God saying, "I love you," it really does kind of is backed up by the Word of God, right?
Amen.
And so we need to learn to hear those affirming words instead of condemning words from the devil, affirming words from God. Now, say, I believe that. Thank you. James chapter 1 and verse 17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. The only way that we're going to be receptive to hear from him is if we believe that he has our best interest in mind and that he has good things for us. Psalms 85 verse 8, this is a great verse. I will hear, now listen, I will hear what the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not return to folly or turn back to folly. Did you hear that? So I was talking about being in prayer and feeling God impress on me that he loves me. And I'm going to bring this verse out again later in the study, but we need to hear God's voice. And if there's one message that we really need to hear from God in our day and time, and I know in our personal lives, is that we need to hear him speak peace to us. Amen. We need to hear his voice speaking peace to us, because the devil is constantly trying to speak words of fear, anxiety, worry, fretfulness, and so we need to hear God's voice, don't we?
Amen.
We're going to begin the series here. That was all introduction, by the way. We're going to begin this series with a fundamental truth, and that is, and this is really important, sounds simple, but it's very important that we get it. We can all hear from God. Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Jesus said we're born again, we're his sheep, right? We're called sheep. And so he said, my sheep hear my voice, I know them, and they follow me. And so we can hear his voice. He's the shepherd, and we hear the shepherd's voice. And so I want you to say this with me. I can hear from God. This is more relevant than we may realize, because there are many believers who doubt whether God wants to or will speak to them. And this is true sometimes because of guilt. The guilt that they feel over stuff in their life or from the past, or feelings of low self-esteem, can make us feel like God won't talk to us, and we can think, well, why would God talk to me? I don't even want to talk to me. Why would God talk to me? And so we need to gain an expectation of God speaking to us. So I'm going to give you several ways, and I know that this isn't a comprehensive list, but there's a number of ways that God speaks to us. And I'm going to unpack these later in the series. But first of all, there are times on rare occasions where God speaks to people in an audible voice. I've never had this happen to me personally, but I know of people that have had God audibly speak to them. I don't think it's like an everyday occurrence, but I don't know, there may be some people that it is an everyday occurrence. I don't know, but he has spoken in an audible voice, right? Secondly, he speaks through dreams and visions. Now, I will want to clarify that not every dream you have is from God. That's for sure. But God does speak through dreams and visions. I know from pastoring in Africa and from dealing a lot in third world countries where there are people who may not be able to read. There are a lot of women in Malawi especially who have never learned how to read. And you know what God does? He is so good. Listen, this is how much God loves us. They may not be able to read, and so they They get the word from hearing preaching or other people talking about it. But you know what? They have a lot of dreams and visions. Amen. And you know why that is? Man, I get a rush just thinking about it. You know why that is? Is because God loves him so much. He's going to communicate. God will deal and speak through nature. All of us have had this happen, where we see a sunset, or we've been by the ocean or a sunrise or something beautiful, cloud formations, and our hearts just get filled up, right? I think that nature is one of the biggest ways that God speaks to unbelievers, to people who haven't gotten saved yet, is that he puts on this grand display through nature, and it's like, man, how could all this have just happened? And there's something inside that prompts, when we see something beautiful, to worship. It really does. And the Bible speaks about God revealing himself through nature, the things created. God speaks through others. I've had God on a number of occasions. Well, in teaching and in preaching, God speaks to us. But even just, I've had some of you. You may not have realized it at the time, but you have spoken at times to me, and I heard God through you. It's a wonderful thing. Just a word of encouragement could be God speaking through us to others. He speaks through an inner witness, or that still small voice, or God speaking in our hearts. He does that a lot. He does that a lot with me. He talks to me about stuff, and I'll talk about that in a minute. And then finally, he talks to us through his word. It's probably the greatest way that God communicates to us is through his word. Don't discount that. And I'm going to talk about this later in the series, but don't discount his word and just say, oh, well, God speaks to everybody that way. Well, duh. Of course. He's given his word so he can communicate to us. And so you can take that personal, not just, oh, well, everybody has. Well, everybody may not receive the word the same way. And there are times where God will bring a word right to you from his word that speaks directly to your need. And so those are a number of ways that he speaks to us. And so the purpose of this series is to encourage us to expect to hear from him. And so I want you to tell yourself, I expect to hear from God. Praise God. That's important. God wants to communicate with us. We were created with the ability to hear from God. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 30, listen, it says, God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed, to you it shall be for food. Also, to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to every thing that creeps on the earth, in which there is life, I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. From the moment God created man, he began to speak to him. And God talked about all kinds of things, didn't he? He talked about them having kids, about their place in the world, having dominion over the fish and birds and over every creeping thing that creepeth. Every creepy thing God has given gave man dominion over, and talked about what they were going to eat, all kinds of things. And this was just in the first conversation that God had with them. Now, God doesn't always speak to everyone audibly today, but he can on occasion. I think I would like to hear the voice of God audibly sometime, I think. But he will speak to us, and often, if we'll learn to hear. It may not be an audible voice, but he'll speak in a number of ways. He wants to talk to us. And this is one of the reasons why we need to pray daily, is to give God an opportunity to speak to us. Prayer is, for one, so that we can bring our needs and burdens and pray for other people and things like that. But it's not meant to be just a one-way conversation. We knew that. You knew that. It's meant to be a two-way conversation. We've all had people at times that we have, it's been a one-way conversation. You know, you've had somebody, they did all the talking. You know, they just talk, and you never could get a word in edgewise. But they just kept on, and you can't get a word in edgewise. Right? Now, husbands don't look at your wives don't look at your husband, but you've all known somebody like that. We all have. And so it's a one-sided conversation. Prayer is meant to be a two-way conversation where we talk to him and give him a chance to talk to us. God does speak to me a lot. And when I say that, some of you think, well, I don't know if he speaks to me a lot. I know that he does speak to you a lot. It's just recognizing that that's his voice. When I'm praying, God, practically every time I pray, God deals with me about either things that I say or attitudes or things about that. And it's not a condemning thing of, you disgust me. I don't hear God say that, but I do have him speak to me about my attitudes, my thought processes, my words that I may have spoken to somebody or something like that. He does that often. And he does to you as well. That, you know, it's a two-way conversation. And so he does that. Say, God speaks to me. I know he does. John 16, verse 12 through 15 says, and this is Jesus speaking, he says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. He will glorify me, and he will take of what is mine and declare it to you. See, the Holy Spirit will speak to us what is ours in Christ. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. See, this is the wonderful thing about the Holy Spirit and why we need to cultivate a hearing ear, is because the Holy Spirit has been given to each of us. Every born-again believer has the Holy Spirit living inside of them, and he lives inside us to encourage us, to comfort us, but also to speak to us so that we can hear from God the things that are ours in Christ. Say, I believe that. We're going to look at several more examples of God speaking to his people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 through 4, it says, now the Lord said to Abram, who later became renamed Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. So Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. God spoke to Abraham He listened and he responded. And so, you know, as I was reading, going over these verses, it occurred to me that while God used these words to speak to Abram, later called Abraham, he was including us in these words. In the New Testament, in Galatians 3, verse 29, it says that we are heirs, you and I, as God's people, born-again believers, are heirs according to the promise to Abraham. So listen tonight. This is God speaking to us. God spoke that he was going to bless Abraham and make him a blessing, and I'm speaking the thus saith the Lord to every one of us tonight. God has blessed you, and God is going to make you a blessing.
Amen.
And I want you to tell yourself this tonight. I am blessed to be a blessing.
Amen.
We are. We are blessed, and we will be a blessing. Exodus 33, verse 11 says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face, as a man speaks to his friend." So God spoke directly to Moses. In 1 Samuel 3, verse 1 through 4, it says, "Then the boy Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was rare in those days. There was no widespread revelation. And it came to pass at that time, while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see, and before the lamp of God went out in the tabernacle of the Lord, where the ark of God was, while Samuel was lying down, that the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, 'Here I am.'" Now, if you read through that whole story there, God is speaking to this boy, Samuel, when he's just a boy, and Samuel didn't know at first. He thought it was Eli calling to him a couple of times, and he goes to Eli and said, "You called me." And Eli said, "No, go back to bed, man." And so he goes back, heard it again, comes back, "Did you call me?" The third time, Eli, who was a little thick-headed at this time, finally figures out, you know, maybe God's speaking to this boy. And he goes, "When he speaks again, say, 'Speak, for your servant hears.'" And God spoke to Samuel just as a boy. So we get from this something that all of us need to hear, and that is God is patient, he is persistent, and he is determined to communicate to us. Thank God. When we are slow on the uptake, he will teach us how to hear his voice. Lots of us feel like, "God, I am just slow on the uptake. I need to hear better." So God wants to talk to us. We were created to have fellowship with him. He is not content to have a distant relationship with us, and neither should we be. We should not be content to just be kind of casual observers of God. We need to have a yearning in our heart to hear from him and hear more clearly. The ability to hear from God is one of our greatest needs. Jeremiah 10, verse 23 says, "O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." And everybody here can say amen to that. God help us. We need God help us. And that's a prayer. That's not just an exclamation. That's a prayer. God help us. We need God's guidance and direction in our daily lives. Throughout the book of Jeremiah, there's a phrase that's repeated over and over that's in Jeremiah 11 and in verse 8. But I'm going to read 7 and 8. He says, "For I earnestly exhorted your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt until this day, rising early and exhorting, saying, 'Obey my voice.' Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but everyone followed the dictates of his own evil heart. Therefore, I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant, which I commanded them to do, but which they have not done." One of the worst things that could ever happen to any of us is simply to follow the dictates of our own heart. We need God to help us and give us direction, don't we? We need to hear from God. Proverbs 1:31-33 says, therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, the complacency of fools will destroy them. But verse 33, whoever listens to me will dwell in safely and will be secure without fear of evil. Wow, that's a good word there. Proverbs tells us in this why it's so important that we hear from God. Because we, a lot of, no doubt all of us have eaten the fruit of our own way. I have. You know, it just looks like a nice, juicy apple and fruit of my own way. Bite into it and get a big old slimy worm, you know, that kind of thing. It's not good to eat the fruit of our own way, but there is a wonderful promise in this proverb in verse 33. We need to hear this. This is God speaking to you. Listen, whoever listens to me will dwell safely and be secure without fear of evil. We need to know this. God, help us to hear his voice and know that we can be in a world of chaos. And, you know, we talk about how bad the world is and all that, but, you know, the majority of us have it pretty good right now, really. I mean, no doubt all of us, probably everybody here ate. If you may be fasting and maybe you didn't, but most of us ate today, and we're in a comfortable room tonight. Anyway, we are really doing pretty good. Amen. Even at what we consider tough times, we're doing pretty good. Amen. But you know, there's a sense of dis-ease in our society because of stuff that's happening in the world. And in the midst of dis-ease, in the midst of unrest, in the midst of uncertainty, as the people of God, we can dwell safely. Amen. And be secure. How can we be secure in a world that's so weird and all that? Because of who our God is. Amen. And because he'll speak to us and direct us and guide us and instruct us. Tell yourself again, I believe that. Here's Psalm 85, verse 8. We read this earlier. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people and to his saints, but let them not turn back to folly. God promises that he will guide us to places of safety, security, and that he will speak peace to us. We have got to hear him speak peace to us. Pastor Howard, who was the lead pastor years ago, it's been almost 11 years ago that he went on to be with the Lord, but he would come in the office lots and say, all right, Wilson, give me a word. And I'd say, peace. I'd say, peace, and kind of jokingly. But we need to hear God speak peace to us, especially in these times, because the devil is trying to keep us worried, anxious, stressed out, and we need to hear God speak peace. The reason why we can get so stressful and worried and unsettled in our lives at times is because we're not listening to God. Yeah. Amen. That may sound harsh, but it's true, because it says that the Lord will speak peace to us. So if we're constantly or feeling like we're constantly anxious, worried, fretful, we need to hear from God. And God will speak peace to us. And I'm just going to go aside from my notes for a moment here. We need to get along with God at times. When we're stressed, worried, and fretful, we need to get alone with God and allow Him to speak to us. In the midst of all the other thoughts that are going through our mind, we need to hear from God, because God will speak peace to us if we'll allow. If we'll just open up, wait upon Him, He'll begin to communicate His peace to us. Jesus is the Prince of Peace, isn't He?
Amen.
John 16:33, Jesus speaking, He said, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace." He speaks to us so that we can have peace. In the world, you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. So He doesn't discount the difficulties or the pressures of life, but He says, "I speak to you so that you can have peace." God help us to have His peace tonight. Speaking peace. We're gonna pray in just a little bit. And I know that there's a lot of us here tonight that are worried, concerned, aggravated or something about things. And we're going to have God speak His peace into our hearts. He is speaking peace, and we need to hear it. There's no mistake that in the Bible we are referred to as sheep. Sheep. Sheep are not the most brilliant of livestock. Which ought to tell us something, probably. I read somewhere that sheep require more management than any other kind of livestock. And Jesus says, "You're my sheep." Yeah. I pastored on the Navajo reservation, and I had people in our church that were shepherds. And I actually one time helped shear sheep. Well, I should say I helped shear one sheep partially. And this wasn't with the electric, you know, like that. This was with hand shears, you squeeze a big hand. Yeah, that poor sheep. He you know. Yeah, I didn't spend a lot of time on that, because that sheep needed a real shepherd. And I wouldn't it. But I did find out some things about sheep, and that is they're dumb. Sheep can be dumb. They'll drink polluted water. They can get freaked out, scared, and run off a cliff. They will wander away from good pasture. And so sheep require a shepherd. We have a shepherd. And Jesus said, "As your shepherd, I'll speak and you'll hear my voice." He told us that we will hear His voice. And so we require wisdom, don't we? God's guidance, we need the direction from the good shepherd. I've got Psalm 23. I just want to read it here, because it talks about our shepherd, and He will bring these things into our life. "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. We have a shepherd that speaks to us. He helps us in difficulties. That's what Psalm 23 talks about, walking through the valley of the shadow of death. God doesn't drop us in there and leave us to die in the valley of the shadow. He causes us to walk on through. And so we have a shepherd. We can hear His voice. So I want to just summarize briefly, then we're going to pray, and then we're going to unpack this a little more next week. We were created with the ability to hear from God. Jesus said in John 10, verse 27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." We need to hear from God in our daily lives. Day by day, we need to hear from Him. We may not hear audibly from him, but he will communicate. He yearns and desires to communicate with us, and he does it in so many different ways. And we're going to talk about this in the next several weeks. We can train ourselves to hear and respond to his voice through the course of our day. He wants to give us guidance in our jobs, in our families, in our personal lives, in what we do for him and what we do for others. And so next week, we're going to look specifically in the ways that God talks to us. We're going to unpack this a little more and about how we can better hear his voice. I want that, don't you?
Amen.
Praise God. So let's, I want to pray with you, lead you in a prayer and confession. And then I want to just pray over us, especially for the peace of God, for us to be able and to do away with all those things that are, or at least put them aside, the things that would hinder us from hearing his peace tonight, and allow the Holy Spirit to speak the peace of God in our hearts.
Amen.
He wants to do that tonight. And so I want to encourage you to just open your heart to that. Would you pray this out with me? If you're viewing online, go ahead and pray this out with us. But let's pray together. Just repeat after me. Thank you, Jesus, for being my shepherd. I am created with the ability to hear your voice. Help me become more sensitive to your voice, your guidance, and your direction. Help me to hear you speak into my heart, peace into my heart. I can hear from God. I thank you for speaking to me, for speaking peace to me. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, Lord, I just agree with everyone here, and I rebuke the condemnation of the devil. I rebuke those hindering thoughts, and I know understand that there are circumstances and things that have happened and are happening in lives here tonight that are concerning, that are troubling. But tonight, Holy Spirit, in the midst of our lives, we declare our trust in you, that you are our helper, you are our shepherd, you will lead us, guide us, direct us, help us through the difficulties in life. Lord, you will direct our lives. You will bless our lives. You have spoken blessing over us. And tonight, I speak blessing to your people. They are blessed to be a blessing and will be a blessing. And Lord, tonight, your peace we speak and hear in Jesus' name. I want you to just say this one more time. I have the peace of God in my heart. I hear God speaking his peace to me. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. We're going to continue on next week. God bless you. God love you. Don't forget about the services on the weekend, 8:30 and then 10:30. And you guys be friendly with each other on your way out. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to the New Life Kingman podcast. We can't wait to see you next week.